I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's get the thoughts of Trader Nick in the United States with the latest from the markets. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
And it is, of course, our last ever episode of the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. I've done over 1,000 episodes of these, and you've been on for a mere 3 years. In a moment, we'll get your thoughts as to the future of markets. It's been incredibly volatile last 3 years or so with you. And indeed, the last 8 years that we've been doing this podcast has seen some extraordinary times. But before we get to that, we did earlier hear today from new Fed Chief Kevin Warsh with what markets regard as a fairly hawkish statement today. And that has had an effect.
That's right. Today we had one of the most heavily anticipated Fed events of the year. The Jackson Hole Symposium has historically been a platform in which Fed officials have notoriously taken the stand and given, call it forward guidance, but more just a annual synopsis of the philosophy of the Federal Reserve, the current main struggles of the Federal Reserve, and kind of realigning goals that they have set out in front of them, prioritizing certain things versus others, et cetera. And so today, markets were very, very much wondering what kinds of things we would hear from the new Fed chair. It's his first Jackson Hole Symposium. Kevin Warsh did not sort of really rattle the markets. We didn't get too much insanity. However, we did get kind of a double down reiteration of the importance of fighting inflation. And I think markets took it as mostly a hawkish event. We see the dollar index stronger today, Johnny, by about 0.5%. So we have a rise in the US dollar, other currencies moving lower versus the dollar, obviously. Gold is down 2% today. Silver is down 2.1% today. Stocks are mixed but volatile and moving back and forth. And so I wanted to break down just a little bit as to what we heard from the chairman. And that is basically, again, a prioritizing of the inflation problem. And specifically, he said that inflation is more so the focus right now than anything else. He pointed that the economy has been resilient, which I think, as you mentioned, the duration of we've been doing this podcast, the economy in the United States has been one of the more resilient things in the last, you know, 5 years. Of all the things that we've seen and covered on the podcast during that window of time, we have seen inflation, we have seen a pandemic, we have seen several wars and all sorts of various crises that have taken place. And meanwhile, the markets have held up reasonably okay throughout all of it. And the point today, I think, about inflation has run hot for multiple years, and the reiterated focus that the Federal Reserve is still committed to getting back down to that 2% target. And I think what made it a little bit more hawkish than perhaps what stood out is that he issued not only that they want to get inflation back to the 2% target, but that he wants that to take place in a hurry. He reiterated that a primary or the job of the Fed is to deliver price stability, and acknowledged that while inflation recently, and we've talked about this a lot, recently inflation has been lesser so than expected, he basically pointed out that they're not super happy with where it's at, that they're still, despite cooler than expected summer reads in the inflation department, there's no meaningful, strong evidence to suggest that inflation is right on its way back down to 2%. And so that sort of doubled up the aggression on inflation. And essentially, I think he opened the door to possibly hiking interest rates in upcoming meetings. And I think I was looking at the probabilities. They are jumping around all over right now. But in the upcoming September meeting, probabilities shifted pretty sharply in favor of, or not sharply, but in more favor of very slightly, a rate hike in the upcoming September meeting. So we continue to be on watch about what could be coming down the pipeline for monetary policy ahead. But the willingness to hike rates is what the market kind of sensed out today during the meeting that we saw.
And as you've said, this has been an extraordinary period, hasn't it, that we've been doing this podcast. As I mentioned, I've been doing this for 8 years, you for three. We started pre-COVID. It's been a roller coaster period. We've had two wars, the Middle East, in Europe as well. We've had the Trump era. And in a sense, we still are suffering a bit of fallout from the global financial crisis, which goes way back to 2008. Now, I think the interesting thing about this period in economic and markets history, Nick, is just when you think it's safe to get back into the water, we were only a few months ago talking about how inflation was suddenly under control. The Middle East war happens and we're back on the inflation train, which is what you've just said. We've had a hawkish statement from Fed Chief Kevin Warsh, and that's all because of the inflation due to the war between Iran and the United States. And just before COVID happened, the world's global economy was doing rather well, and then COVID came along. So it just shows you the uncertainty of the last decade or so has really been almost unprecedented.
That's right. And it is when you start to look back over the years, you reflect on just how many different things we have witnessed and seen and gone through. It has been pretty fascinating how resilient overall markets have been, despite so many different things like the ones that you've listed there. During the duration of that time, you know, all sorts of geopolitical events, monetary policy changes, administration changes. I mean, we have really seen history in the making as we you know have unrolled all these or unveiled all these podcast episodes. And you know, to think about it going forward, if there's one thing that is certain, it is the continued uncertainty of the world. I mean, this is why financial markets are kind of an ever-changing and constantly moving thing. They are updating to the new information that is always seemingly right around the corner. As you mentioned, the second you think something is calm and normal and something is returning to normal, there it goes again. I remember at one time we were speaking on the podcast, hey, it looks like we might be getting a return to normalcy, just in time, as you mentioned, for things to ramp back up again and something new to get the attention of financial markets. And I think for listeners, you know, kind of tying a bow on all of this this commentary is focusing on what truly matters and keeping a level head with all of this stuff when it comes to financial markets is trying to weed out the spooky, scary headlines and instead really focus on what is driving markets? What does the economy look like? What's the Federal Reserve discussing or the various central banks around the world? What is their primary focus? And I think that it can be very noisy as well, right? You have so many different conflicting headlines and biases and sources of information out there that when it comes to keeping a level head, I think that the biggest thing that we can do is keep an eye on the charts, keep an eye on what is the strongest prevailing narrative, what's the underlying, you know, economy looking like, and keeping a close eye on those most important barometers rather than the you know, attention gathering headlines that we are all being hit with constantly through social media and television.
And Nick, I didn't even mention the crisis around tariffs. Again, that came from nowhere almost, didn't it? And with the ever-changing nature of markets, dare I ask you what you think might happen in the next few years to come? Perhaps a little bit of an unfair question to put you on the spot like that, but we've got plenty coming up. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, of course. And it is the difficult question, but I think maybe the best answer, because of the never-ending constant changes, new headlines, new challenges that markets are facing, I think the best answer that I could give in terms of how to approach the future is to keep an open mind and a willingness to constantly learn. Behind the scenes on these podcasts, you know, Johnny and I, we put a lot of work over the years into creating this stuff as much as possible to be digestible by the average listener. But behind the scenes is a lot of research, a lot of looking into these things and learning about them, you know, myself or Johnny looking into them, like so that we can kind of have a better understanding. And for the listeners, how I will be going into the future looking at this stuff is the exact same way. Doing as much research as possible, keeping an open mind, acknowledging that I don't know everything about what markets are doing and why, but rather a willingness to learn, a eagerness to kind of learn as much as possible about the way things are happening. And I think, you know, it's sort of like it's a difficult question because we have grown emotionally and you know, timeliness attached to this podcast over time, doing it for so long and all the commentary that we've done. It's like, how do you pass on, you know, it's almost like the question of like, how do you pass on to your children or to your kids some learned lessons or things that you've picked up on over time? And you can't give it to them on a silver platter. Ultimately, you have to teach your descendants, followers, whoever who might find it interesting to do the same as yourself, which is to teach people how to learn. And so I hope that from this podcast, being a never-ending attempt and eagerness and process of learning about what is going on in markets, that's the best thing I think I could listen or for listeners I could pass on is keep an open mind, monitor what is going on, and be open to learning and following through. My general outlook in terms of markets, you asked about that. The AI trade has been another one that we've covered at length in the last few years. It is very exciting, but I also see plenty of risks there with a lot of, you know, ginormous expanding government debt around the world. And there are things that are worth being concerned about. But my opinion is that keeping some kind of a diversified approach, keeping an eye on many markets, not being overly tied to any one theme or idea is something that I think is a personally a generally wise thing to do. It is in financial literacy oftentimes quoted that diversification is like the holy grail or the eighth wonder of the world. I think that that is a generally a good principle. And while going back to our keeping an eagerness to learn approach, the other thing is an understanding, acknowledgement that we never know with certainty what things will happen next. And so with that in mind, my thought process is that prevailing trends are where I generally am going. So if there is a strong trend in the direction of monetary policy tightening, I'm generally going to follow that until something proves me wrong or changes my bias. I try and not necessarily make massive predictions, but rather try and follow what is kind of actually unfolding in front of us until that narrative and evidence changes. I feel like being an evidence-based, eager to learn market viewer is, for me personally, what I've learned the most out of even doing this podcast.
Great way to sign off, Nick. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you over the last few years. And of course, the rest of the team involved in the making of these podcasts over the last 1,000+ episodes or so. Nick, great to speak to you. It really has been a pleasure.
Absolutely, Johnny. The pleasure has been mine. And to the viewers, thank you guys for your attention and for all of your viewership.
Indeed. And that wraps up our final episode of Market Pulse. Serving this community and navigating these markets with you over the years has been great. And thank you to every single listener who made us part of their routine. And while this podcast feed is ending, our analysis is just moving home. For ongoing expert commentary, actionable insights, and market education, make Market Pulse your go-to destination. So from all of us at Market Pulse and Oanda, thank you. Keep trading smart, and we'll see you over at Market Pulse or on our socials. Goodbye.